Crash, Chapter 41, April 12th. Most big kids are slow. Most fast kids are little. That's where I'm different. I'm big and fast. In sports, I most like to beat people by plowing them under, like football. And next year, I'm going out for wrestling. But in the spring, there aren't any contact sports, just baseball and track and field. So I use my speed in track. Even though it doesn't look it, track is kind of like football. Sure, there's no ball and no shoulder pads and nothing in your way except the string across the finish line, but you can demolish a kid just as much by beating him in a race as by plowing him under on a football field. It's about the first thing you do when you're a little kid. You race, and the kid that wins, bam, right away, he's the fastest, he's the best. Walk into any neighborhood anywhere in the world and ask some kids who's the fastest one there, and right away, they'll tell you who. They'll point to him. It's something everybody knows. It's a title that goes with you on your street, your school, your town. Fastest kid. That's me. We had race-offs today. The top three will run the 100-meter dash in our first track meet. I won. I beat the 6th, the 7th, and the 8th graders. The coach says he's surprised at how fast I am for being so big. He was also surprised at who came in second. Webb. He said he can't remember the two fastest runners ever before, both being 7th graders. I wasn't real surprised at Webb. I still remember that time we raced to the mailbox and back and how close he was behind me. In the race off today, he got a great start. He was out ahead of everybody. I guess he's been practicing his starts, too. But you don't beat Crasher the Dasher with a great start. I caught him at the 50-meter mark, and the rest was history. You can hardly see Mouse House anymore. It's deep in the bushes. There are leaves piled up around it, and the windows have pink flaps over them, cut out from an old wash rag. But there's still no one living there. The Kemlong guys hasn't come back.